The Wonder of Little Things, written by Vince Copley and Lee McInerney and read by Greg Fryer. In the beginning, my name was Vincent Gilbert Warrior, but that wasn't what I was called. At Point Pierce, the government mission where Mum and Dad were from, they had a white book with all the details of the births and deaths. Mine said something like, "A child born to Fred Warrior and Kate Warrior, boy." From then on, my aunties called me Boy. "Boy, boy," they'd say. Then Boy became Boyd, and then Boydie. That stuck. My nieces and nephews still call me Uncle Boydie. I was born in a government hospital at Wallaroo on the 24th of the 12th month, 1936. My mum said that's when I was born, but the government said I was born on the 23rd of December. If you look at my passport, you'll find that the government won. I still celebrate my birthday on the 24th, though. I think my mum should know. I was the youngest of six. Winnie was the eldest. Falda, the next one, passed away at an early age before I was born. Then there was Maureen, Colin, Josie and me. My mum was Katie Edwards and my dad was Fred Warrior. They grew up at Point Pierce on the York Peninsula, about 2 hours' drive west of Adelaide, or a few hours by boat across the Gulf of St. Vincent's. The peninsula's in the shape of a boot, and on the other side of it, there's Spencer Gulf. As far as I know, when I was born, Mum and Dad were still considered residents of Point Pierce, but they were living in Wallaroo, the main town at the top of the peninsula. These days, it takes an hour to drive from there to Point Pierce, but back when they were young parents, they did the trip by horse and cart. I have some small memories of us living in Wallaroo. Mum used to do cleaning work for a lady called Mrs. Venning, and her house wasn't far from a square in the town. Another memory is of Colin pushing me too fast in the red car that day we went down to the jetty. But I have no memory of my dad. He was 30 when he died. I never knew anything about him when I was a young kid. But later on, I heard a story about how the young men at Point Pierce would go down to the sheep shed to play cards or two-up or just spend time together. And a creature, some sort of ghost, used to come along and scare the hell out of them, and they'd all take off. Dad was the fastest runner. No one could beat him. Once he was gone, Mum had to be the person looking after all of us. Every time I asked her what he died of, she said, "A broken heart." "How could you die of a broken heart?" I asked her one day when I was older. She said Dad was a sprinter, and he used to run in athletic races around the place. Each win was worth 25 silver dollars, or something like that. It was good money anyway.